Now, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
14.
8. 12.
I'm 18.
I'm 10 years old.
What grade are you in or about to go into?
I'm a senior.
8th grade.
Sophomore year.
Just finished junior year, so yes, I'm a senior.
I'm in 4th.
What do you do for fun?
I love art. Art is my favorite.
I do soccer, basketball, cheerleading, tennis, baseball.
I like to play on a trampoline, and I love to make slime.
I act in plays, and I sing all the time.
I also write stories because I love writing.
I play tennis. I also like to play soccer with my best buddy, but I'm not on a team.
Listen, you're a great kid. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm still figuring it out.
Pediatric oncologist.
I really want to be a marine biologist.
I'm not really sure yet, but I'm looking into biomechanical engineering.
I want to be an orthodontist because you can help kids feel better at their smile.
Will you run for president someday?
I want to.
Are you excited to be on the show?
Yeah.
You sound super excited. Have you ever been more excited than this?
Yeah.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
You gotta find that kid.
My favorite.
Isn't he great? All right, so the loving story of friendship is one that I hope you have in your life. This story is really amazing. Two boys, one named Joey Shepin and the other Yad Hamid, and their buddy Ray Zhao. And I hope I'm pronouncing that right. If not, we'll find out in just a second. Ray's a three-time national high jump champ. A few weeks ago, suffered a spinal cord injury during high jump training and is now a quadriplegic, has some minimal movement in his arms. Joey and Iyad, his friends, engineered a specific assistive device using a technology that's out there that they further developed. This tech was introduced as part of the STEM curriculum. And his good friends of Ray, the guys are seeking a way to help him with increasing and improving motor control of his hands, and made a simple yet effective method of controlling a computer or video game using this technology. So they used their ability at science and tech to help their friend in this truly incredibly difficult part of life. They showed true compassion. There's a video that will... Can we post that, Viv? You post the video of what they did? And, well, it's just a cool story. It's a cool story all the way around and great things done in a really tough time. And, Yad, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
And, Yad Hamid, how old are you?
I'm 15 as of right now.
15. Wow.
15. And how do I pronounce Ray's last name?
Zhao.
Ray Zhao. Okay. Stand by one second. Let me get Joey in here as well. Good morning, Joey Shepin.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I am fine. Am I pronouncing Shepin correctly?
Yes, you are.
All right, Joey, let me start with you. Where do you guys come by your science and tech knowledge? Is it a hobby? Is it a passion?
You know, I really think it's both. It's something that that I really love doing, and, you know, I just love learning about technology and computers, and it's just something that I love to do.
Any odd, same feel?
Yeah.
All right, so, Yad, when you found out about Ray, is this something that jumped to your mind right away or something that sort of developed?
It sort of developed since I was one of the first people who actually visited him. So after, like, getting to know his condition, I realized that he was really bored during his hospital room. So I thought that playing some games would have been some fun.
So, Joey, what is this thing you two specifically developed? And keep in mind, you're talking to an idiot. You're talking to me.
All right. So we built a device that uses capacitive touch. And this is similar to the technology used in a smartphone screen. We use that, and essentially when he put his hand down on this sensitive pad, it would trigger something in the computer, and we can kind of control what that thing is. So, you know, we had some simple games, and we hooked it up so that he could play some simple games given his limited control movement with this device.
Yeah, and Yad, I want people to stop and think about that for a second. When your life has been completely turned upside down, the one thing I'm sure you're desperate for is some sort of control over your own life and being able to do really anything. So, Yad, what have you allowed him to do now outside of what Joey just described?
At that time, we allowed him to, like, even though it's just really pressing only one button, he was only able to, like, watch TV, and we essentially gave him the ability to play simple games such as, like, Flappy Bird or some other games.
Yeah, I'm not great at Flappy Bird. G?
You two are just remarkable. I mean, extraordinary 15-year-olds. I mean, this is not typical. How did you both know the the science and the tech to do this? Like, I mean, do you attribute a class? Like, is there a specific teacher that helped you build this?
Or do you write code for fun?
Yeah. Like, how did you guys do this?
We had a great science teacher at Willow Middle School named Mr. Polidoro who really showed us this this specific device that we borrowed from the school, which I think the school's STEM program was really important in us like coming up with the idea and sort of knowing how to do this.
And Joey, what does this mean for your future? Is this something you're going to chase now?
I don't know. I mean, I think it was just a project that we wanted to do, and I think we're continuing sort of like a new version of it, because he's been working really hard at the rehabilitation center, and he's actually gained more movement in his wrist and arm. So we were thinking of making him sort of a different setup for using a computer, because I think it's challenging for him to, you know, use a keyboard and a mouse.
Yeah, when I played football in high school, Dave, you know, after high school, people move on pretty quickly.
Sure.
And I wasn't close to him, but our high school quarterback at school and university, Cornell University, was driving with a friend who was drunk. There was a terrible car accident, and he ended up as a quadriplegic. He's now 58, and he's married and has a child. Life does go on, but not without people like Iyad and Joey, and the fact that you guys did this at 15 is really remarkable. I know it doesn't feel remarkable at your age, and I know you got adults lining up all over to tell you how great it is, but it really is great, and you guys could be doing a lot of things at 15 that aren't this, so it's great that you have supported your friend, and you'll continue to do that with the gifts that you have. So I'm proud of both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So is there anything you want to say?
Me, not really. Mr. Polidoro really did help a lot. And for one of your previous questions, yes, we do code for fun.
Of course they do. Of course, Steve.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too. All right, guys, have a great day. Thank you very much. You're both amazing kids of the week. Hold on, we have some prizes for you off the air. And Super Joe, what prizes would you like to give them today?
We're going to give them a couple gift cards, one from Lou Malnati's, get them some pizza, and an Apt gift card. Our favorite technology store.
There you go. Give them both. Yeah. They probably go into Apt and they mock the thing. Can you imagine these guys going into Apt and asking for help?
They can probably deconstruct like a television and build like a supercomputer from it.
I would never take them to Apt because if you left them alone for 5 minutes, they'd be taking a refrigerator apart to see how it works and then putting it back together.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And you know what? I'd let them.
Yes, because you know what? That's good parenting and good role. Yeah. These kids know what they're doing.
15 years old. You see a friend in that. I mean, think about how tough it is for an adult to see another adult. At 15 years old, it's amazing to me that they have the heart and the mind. Forget about their mind, how talented they are. The heart to go in and see their friend in that condition and all the things and ways that his life has changed and then do something positive with it.
It's children and kids are remarkable because sometimes they're just a lot more resilient and adaptable than adults.
It's a cool story, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nice job, Viv. Glad you found those guys. So, and the guy I mentioned, Dean Winters, by the way, at 58, wasn't expected to live, I don't think, to 30. So we continue to develop technologies and things again and again and again to try to make folks' life better who have been through horrible trauma.
It's remarkable your friend was able to have a family as well. So I'm so glad.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
That?